What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I gotta make an excuse for Kevin Stefanski. I don't want to make the excuse for Kevin Stefanski. It's a terrible excuse. An article has dropped from The Athletic about the coaching of Deshaun Watson, some of the stuff that went into the terrible season. It's as backhanded as it can get. I kind of want to ask Brady Quinn about it. He's a former NFL quarterback, clearly, because he played for the Cleveland Browns for a spell. I kind of want to get his opinion on it. Reading through this article from Jason Lloyd and everybody from The Athletic. A lot of stuff here about Deshaun Watson, his year in Cleveland, this last year in Cleveland, I should say, and it basically, like, the Van Pelt stuff about firing Van Pelt for Watson, I was right, about bringing in a guy who had worked with Cam Newton before. I mean, that's right there. At least I was right about that. Everything else, oh boy, this is some strong stuff here. So we'll get to this coming up at 8:45. Does say in the article that he got a death threat over the last year. So this is something that we have to get into coming up at 8:45 here. However, I told everybody we were going to talk Cavs at 8:20. We're going to talk Cavs now. I mean, we went around the AFC North. I wanted to bring it up because I thought you made a hell of a point here. The NBA is changing right in front of our very own eyes. Donovan Mitchell, if you were going to go with the top 10 players of Donovan Mitchell, is Donovan Mitchell a top 10 NBA player right now to you?
Most not for me, and most lists, I don't see him. I see probably Cavs fans would think he is, but...
I might, but again, this is right off the top of my head. Do I have to write down names once I write down names?
There's so many great players in this league.
Okay, but the Cavaliers have one of the three best chances to win the NBA Finals. I think it's Boston, them, Oklahoma City, right? Okay, and they play Oklahoma City again tomorrow night in OKC.
Cannot wait.
So you believe... And I want to hear you out on this, that the Cavaliers have to change history to win the NBA Finals this year.
Yeah, they basically have to buck a trend that's been around my whole life.
It's not a bad thing.
With the exception of the Detroit Pistons team that won the championship, there's always been a top player. Certainly, you know, top five. Last year, you could say Jason Tatum maybe wasn't a top five. I know there are Boston fans that always think he's right around there. But for almost my entire life, you've had to have one of the best players in the NBA to win a championship. And there are very few instances where that has not been the case. And the question is this the new NBA? Because of the apron, because of the stringent salary cap rules, no big threes anymore. So teams are forced to concoct teams that do have depth. Depth's important. Well, what are you giving up to get that? And, you know, is there more parity in the league? So now a team like the Cavs, and of course, they're shooting so well. I mean, their marks until the last few games have just been all-time great in the NBA. Can a team like the Cavs win an NBA championship. They're the number one offense in the league. They're still number one offense in the league. I think they're eighth defensively in the Hollinger ratings, which are the ratings that everybody looks at. So the league, you almost have to hope that the league is changing or that the Cavs have another level. And I guess that's a question, too. Can the Cavs take their game to another level come playoff time? Because that's typically what all these teams do that really win championships. And their teams, you know, I kind of assumed Boston was not going to go all out this year in the regular season. But I did not think the Cavs would be six games above them halfway through the year. That's unbelievable. That's crazy over the defending champs. And it's not like Boston's had a rash of injuries. I mean, I know they've been managing Porzingis, and he's missed some time here and there. And then, you know, they've done some load management in other regards. And yes, the Cavs have been the healthiest team in the NBA. That's certainly helped. But I didn't see them being this much better than Boston, and they have. They've been that much better than Boston.
So I think what you're saying, and like if we were talking about, and we do this all the time, when it comes back to football, quarterbacks, and it's like, well, you saw what Brad Johnson did with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and you're thinking, well, that's more the exception than the rule. Historically,
yeah. Not Doug Peterson. What's his name with Philadelphia?
Nick Foles. Yeah. I wrote him down. Brad Johnson, Trent Dilfer, Nick Foles, yeah. Maybe Jeff Hostetler if you want to do it. Doug Williams, let's not get crazy about it here and bog it down. It's a rare thing to do. If I was fighting history, if I was fighting history, I would say, well, history shows that it would be against you. Now, the NFL, I don't think has changed as much. You may disagree because some of the rules about hitting and things like that. I don't think the NFL has changed as much as the NBA. We are seeing a different way that they play the NBA. The amount of threes that are being taken where... Mm-hmm.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you don't have any three-point shooters, you're just not going to win any games. It's not going to happen. And I think that it's, in a way, it's evened it out. Now, there hasn't been this much change in the NFL, which what they've done with the salary cap and putting the second apron in there and helping out NBA teams, being able to keep everybody on their team and keep everybody in their city. So it's not just the traveling road show. You get to see your own players. I think those two things help change the NBA and give the Cavs a better chance. This team is built for this version of the NBA. I don't think, you know, there is a conversation to be had when we put playoffs against playoffs. The difference in playoff basketball versus regular season basketball. How it's officiated. I still think there's a difference.
There is.
I still think there's a difference.
There's been a massive difference.
And you are right. I'm not disagreeing with you at all. I think you are right. I need my regular season Cavs team, I need the playoffs to be as close to the regular season as possible.
Unless you think the Cavs have another gear They can,
I don't know.
And they're shooting career highs. They're all shooting career highs right now.
They're still pups. They're still pups. I mean, Evan Mobley is just breaking out of this shell and asserting himself in more dominance, and I'm saying he's growing into his body. Darius Garland is playing with a level of confidence unlike I've ever seen. Well, no, Darius has played confident before. It's been a long time since I've seen Darius play this confidently. I was asked the question by somebody overnight in an email from Mike. Are we concerned about physicality against Darius Garland in the postseason? He's a 6'2 guard. There's always going to be concerns about physicality. But I said to you this before, when it comes to the core four, they've earned the right to ascend in the postseason as they are, or they've earned the right to let me down in the postseason as they are. I'm not making any major changes. I may find out this postseason that, yeah, you know what, some of this was smoke and mirrors and we have to make some changes here. But I don't think I need to do that right now or go espousing that right now, no.
Right. So the playoffs have always been different in that they allow contact. They allow more. They do allow some hand checking. They do allow physicality. All the open threes that you see teams get, not really getting nearly that. Plus, teams are exhausted because the minute loads pick up. You know, although Kenny Atkinson makes it sound like they're going to play 11 guys in the playoffs. Maybe in the first round, but are you doing that in a tough series against the Knicks? Because you know that Jalen Brunson's playing 45 minutes a game. You know that Mikal Bridges is playing 40-plus minutes a game. Like, do you want to send your backups against their starters? Same question against Boston. Like, we talked about that a little bit. So, if the Cavs do it, again, that's bucking history. Maybe they do. Maybe they are going to show that you can do that. But, like, right now, I'm watching regular season games. In normal playoff games, teams are going to go at, and I saw Boston do this the first time we played Boston this year. They went at Darius Garland like it was a playoff game. You don't really see that in the regular season. So can Darius not only take the punishment of having guys go at him for a full brunt of a game, and then can he still attack? Can he still come after them? Can he still show this offensive brilliance? And it has been. It's been offensive brilliance from Darius all year.
Owen had a question for you during one of the breaks. I wanted to bring this up.
You're my basketball Sherpa. You get me through all of this stuff other than just being happy to watch the Cavs win. When it comes to the play, the thing that they've done that they keep telling me that they've done these last couple games against OKC and then last night against the Pacers was they switched to the zone defense, and then that totally changed the way the game went. Is it that simple that they could just switch to zone against the Celtics?
I do think, and this is one of the things that we've noticed, Cavs have definitely done a lot of that this year. I shouldn't say a lot, but they've been willing to kind of test it, which tells, I think, all of us that they think that could be a weapon in the playoffs and to give a lot of other offenses, especially Boston, different looks.
Boston's not going to just go, oh, we'll figure out. We've got time.
Yeah.
We've got 4 months to figure out how to beat that zone
defense.
But
it is a great chess match. And, you know, Boston feels really good about their matchups offensively when they're attacking the Cavs because they've got, you know, three guys in Jaylen Brown, Tatum, and Porzingis. They can shoot over everybody. Like, it doesn't matter. They'll shoot over Max Strus. They'll shoot over Darius. They'll shoot over Donovan Mitchell. They're not worried about that. Mobley, that's a different story. Like, that's tough, but they'll just throw to a guy who can. If you can bog it down a little bit, muck it up, and, you know, hey, it's a gimmick, but it can work. We've seen Miami Heat over the years in playoffs. They've gone to big zone possessions, and it's worked. Maybe that can be something that Atkinson pulls out.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.